Team Canada's last appearance at the FIFA World Cup was back in 1986, where they lost their first three matches. This year, if they want to secure a fan base and merchandise sales, they'll have to make it past three. To explain the reasoning behind that number three and what else impacts merch sales, we're joined by Moshe Lander, a senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University and host of the Moshe Lander Show. Good morning to you, Moshe. Thanks for joining us once again.
Good morning.
So why is three the magic number? Why do they have to make it past the first three matches, Moshe?
Because three is the only number of matches that they're guaranteed. So the only teams that play three games are the biggest losers in the tournament, right? The ones that don't make it to the elimination round. So if Canada's only playing three games, it means that they didn't do particularly well. And given their performance back in 1986, if anybody's old enough to remember it, that's all they played back then as well. So they got to do better this time.
So when we talk about, you know, the merchandise itself, is this a short-term spend, do you think, or does something like the World Cup and Canada's appearance prolong that?
Well, I mean, Canada at least is guaranteed to appear in 4 years' time. So usually, unless you're one of the big nations, Brazil, I won't say Argentina because they lost this morning, but Brazil, Germany, those ones are kind of guaranteed that they know they're going to be there more or less every 4 years. Canada now at least knows that it's going to be there in 4 years' time. So what you want to do now is build momentum, that if you're going to be playing in 4 years, if we're going to be one of the host countries, then you want to have at least a reasonably successful showing to try and build that merchandise, because it's not like a flame season where you disappear, say, in May or June, and then you're back in October. This could be 4 years before it enters the broad public consciousness.
Moshe, fans are very much into it. They know the details of this and the history that it has been, well, way back 36 years ago, 1986, since the last appearance. But I'm wondering, not just with the merch sales, but the importance of the success of Team Canada for the sport and its continued growth in Canada. Can we link an impact to that?
Absolutely. And so what you have is that Canada's demographics is very different now in 2022 than it was in 1986. And so as Canada is becoming a more diversified country, it's less dependent on European immigrants, and in particular English-speaking immigrants. You want to be able to cater to a sport that's international in nature. We always assume that when you come to Canada, you'll just fall in love with hockey, and that'll be the end of it, or maybe the CFL, I guess, is a secondary sort of sport. The globalization of Canada's population, they like soccer, and they like basketball. And so, you know, it's important that you need to be able to make sure that immigrants coming into this country have a team that they can get behind and not continue to support for their own country that they left behind because it has a better and richer soccer tradition.
So our incredible diversity could actually potentially be a good thing for Team Canada and the sale of the merch.
Absolutely. And if Canada can get past three matches, if they can score more than one goal, and if the big names that we're getting exposed to, like Alphonso Davies up the road in Edmonton, if we can see that they have some success, this is exactly the type of thing that a young kid watching television is going to say, I want to be a part of this. I want to play soccer. I want to play for the Canadian soccer team. And all of a sudden then, where people would have just naturally gravitated towards hockey because those are the gold medal moments that we're used to seeing, now all of a sudden these can be the highlights of a young child that can create a future soccer power in the way that Canada's slowly starting to emerge as a bit of a basketball powerhouse, in part because the Raptors and, for a brief time, the Grizzlies existed, setting off an entire young generation of Canadians that wanted to play basketball.
Well, are you going to be watching Moshe on a personal note?
Absolutely, absolutely. As long as you're willing to get up early enough and pour a cup of coffee as opposed to maybe a beer, then yeah, this is the best. To me, it's even better than the Olympics. I absolutely love watching World Cup.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm with you, Moshe, in that I love cold beer, maybe more than most, but I think I'd be shut down for the day if I had a sip at 5:30 in the morning. It's a little early. Thank you so much for your insight. We appreciate it, Moshe.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.